Welcome to a Swiftie Snapshot podcast. Hi, I'm Silver. This is a Taylor Swift podcast about her songs, from her debut album to her ninth studio album to her re-records, Taylor's version, and beyond. Each episode will go through an individual Taylor Swift song, include guest appearances from fellow Swifties, and touch on current Taylor news or Easter eggs. Jump Then Fall with lifelong Swiftie Silver as she shakes it off, occasionally does something bad, and becomes even more enchanted with Blondie. Are you ready for it? Welcome to a Swiftie Snapshot podcast. Hi, I'm Silver. Today's episode is episode 8 of season 2 and the Fearless Taylor's Version era. Today's song is track number 8, Tell Me Why, Taylor's Version. This song was written by Taylor and Liz Rose. The stolen version was produced by Taylor and Nathan Chapman, and Taylor's version was produced by Taylor and Christopher Rao. The release dates are as follows. For the stolen version, Tell Me Why was released on the album on November 11th, 2008, and Taylor's version was released on the album on April 9th, 2021. This song is about Taylor's frustration at a boy she liked who kept acting up. It is speculated that it is about Joe Jonas, who broke up with her in an alleged 27-second phone call. Taylor described it, "I walked into Liz's house and said, 'I can't believe what's going on right now. I've got to tell you about this.' I told her all about it." She goes, "If you could say everything you were thinking to him right now, what would you start with? I would say to him, 'I'm sick and tired of your attitude. I feel like I don't even know you. And I just started rambling.'" And she was writing down everything that I was saying. And so we turned it into a song. There is an accompanying music video in the form of a lyric video for Tell Me Why, Taylor's version, which was released on April 9th, 2021. As for performances, Taylor performed Tell Me Why at all venues of the Fearless Tour. She wore a sparkly silver cocktail dress for those performances. And then she also performed it during her UK leg of the tour in an exclusive acoustic gig in Manchester, England in 2009. There is a YouTube recording of this show. Not the best quality, but it does exist. Then she performed it again at the Red Tour on September 7th, 2013 in St. Paul, Minnesota as an acoustic surprise song on the Revolving B stage for the tour. During that performance, Taylor wore a black and white striped shirt, red high-waisted shorts, sparkly red flats, and had her hair in a ponytail. The hidden message for Tell Me Why is, "Guess I was fooled by your smile," which essentially is saying Taylor felt foolish due to her mistake of dating the person that this song was about. She was captivated by his smile, but she was wrong about the kind of person he ended up being. And finally, for the history of the song, Tell Me Why belongs to the Fearless Taylor's Version chapter, the I Remember What You Said Last Night chapter. Let's get into the lyrics. Tell Me Why, Taylor's Version. For the intro, it is an unconventional intro for Taylor. It is a fiddle violin melody. And for some reason, I don't entirely know why, but it reminded me of the intro for Closure from Evermore. Don't really understand that segue in my mind, but if you hear it, if you kind of get where I'm coming from, or maybe this is just me. Verse 1, "I took a chance, I took a shot." Taylor is saying she didn't feel certain about this guy even before the relationship. So does that mean that she settled? Or more likely, it meant that she ignored some red flags that she knew about before agreeing to date this person. That's a hard place to reflect on, because as much as the other person in the relationship is at fault, when we realize we have also made mistakes in these scenarios, that's hard. It's hard to own up to that. I get that. But she's saying she chose this anyways and didn't go so well. "And you might think I'm bulletproof, but I'm not." Taylor is either saying that he viewed her as stronger than she is, or that he's just unattentive. just doesn't really understand or validate her insecurity or her sensitivity in this manner. You took a swing, I took it hard. This feels like a low blow moment that she is describing here. Something happened, whether it was during an argument or just an encounter. It was a difficult experience for Taylor. She took it hard, whatever it is that happened as a result of this person that she was dating. And down here from the ground, I see who you are. That means that whatever the swing was, whatever this thing that happened, whatever it was, it means that she feels as if she was brought down to the ground. But I believe that this ground level point of view offered Taylor a fresh perspective, because now she's saying, I see you from this angle and I'm done justifying the toxic behavior that I have basically took a chance on up until this point. Chorus one, I'm sick and tired of your attitude, the lyric that began this song. And I don't believe she's just referring to like a sassy attitude here. I believe she's referring to an actual negative toxic attitude here. I'm feeling like I don't know you. You tell me that you love me, then cut me down. Taylor is saying, you say you want this, but you act differently. Actions over words any day. And I need you like a heartbeat. She was way more invested in him than he was in her. But you know you've got a mean streak. Makes me run for cover when you're around. That's a little worrisome. This toxicity is something we have never come up against in Taylor's lyrics before, and I don't like it. And that leads into this next line, which is also worrisome. Here's to you and your temper. Yes, I remember what you said last night. Whatever this swing was that he took at her, whatever this thing was that he said to her in a heated manner, it was not good. And I know that you see what you're doing to me. Now, this, though, implies that it isn't the inattentiveness we spoke of earlier when she said, and you might think I'm bulletproof, but I'm not. This means he knows what he's doing. It's not that he's unaware. That is sad, because that is a horrible way to treat somebody. Tell me why. We finish the first chorus with the title lyric. Taylor wants to know why he is putting her through everything that he has, why that he is putting her through all of this. What was the reason? She just is striving to understand. Verse 2, well, you could write a book on how to ruin someone's perfect day. I don't know why, but this reminded me of Mr. Perfectly Fine, the perfect day. Might be a stretch, but if a song is in fact about Joe Jonas, then that would fit quite well. Will I get so confused and frustrated? I feel like this lyric reminds me of The Way I Loved You, which we'll get into in a few weeks, but for some reason, that's the direction my mind went in for this lyric. Forget what I'm trying to say. Oh, this is Taylor second-guessing her emotional validity. She is trying to express her confusion and her frustration, but she doesn't quite know how. And then she's like, oh, just forget it. Like, it's not worth me trying to explain myself almost. That's so sad that that is the emotion that she's feeling. The song is very vulnerable and very deep. I feel like I say that a lot about Taylor's music, but it is, because it's showing a toxic relationship. And we'll get into it in a couple lyrics, what I particularly want to talk about. Chorus two, we get some lyric changes. I'm sick and tired of your reasons. This goes along with the I know that you see what you're doing to me lyric. This is just excuses. You know what you're doing, but you're offering up these reasons, quote, that Taylor is sick and tired of. I got no one to believe in. That's such a sad point of view, but I also feel like this is a bit of a peek behind the curtain, as in Taylor is also feeling like no one is believing in her. Like, this guy that she was interested in, that she dated, she needs him to believe in her as well. It's just a sad place to be. You tell me that you want me, then push me around. Now, this whole song to me feels like a bit of a dismissive, avoidant attachment style. I am not a therapist, nor will I ever claim to be, nor am I an expert on attachment styles. But if I had to guess, this is describing someone of that nature. Again, just one person's point of view. But that's what I kind of wanted to reference earlier, is this attachment style. and the lack of compatibility between these two people. Obviously, neither one of them are understanding each other, and it's bringing out very harsh things. And I need you like a heartbeat, but you know you've got a mean streak, makes me run for cover when you're around. The course continues in the same manner as the first. Here's to you and your temper. Yes, I remember what you said last night, and I know that you see what you're doing to me. Tell me why. We go into the bridge. We start with a why, but the why is dragged out and it leads into the first line of the bridge. Why do you have to make me feel small? So you can feel whole inside? Such a dark experience. So sad. Why do you have to put down my dreams so you're the only thing on my mind? This implies that he wants to be her only dream. It's just not good. None of this is good. We go into the third chorus and we begin softly. Well, I'm sick and tired of your attitude, feeling like I don't know you. You tell me that you want me, then cut me down. The music begins to build, and Taylor kind of combines the first and second choruses into this third one. I'm sick and tired of your reasons. I've got no one to believe in. You ask me for my love, then you push me around. Such a power imbalance here. That is a subtle lyric change from before. Here's to you and your temper. Yes, I remember what you said last night, and I know that you see what you're doing to me. Tell me why. Why? Tell me why. Oh. Taylor ends the song with the outro, which is a twist on the beginning. So Taylor likes to end with the beginning, but this one with a bit of a twist. I take a step back, let you go. Taylor is ending this for herself. Even if the other person has ended it, she is providing that closure for herself. I told you I'm not bulletproof. That's a callback to the beginning of the song. But it also implies that there are scars and damage left behind on Taylor. Now you know. Taylor ends the song almost in the manner of saying, I gave you the warnings and I tried to communicate and this is the outcome. Now you know. So this song, what does this song mean to me? This is a very personal, vulnerable song that Taylor has written and shared with us. I can think back to a specific moment in my life that this applies, that I felt these kinds of dynamics. It's not a good place to be. And I just appreciate that Taylor is open and vulnerable to include us in these moments that then become relatable when we go through our own moments. Let's talk Taylor's trends. This is the part of A Swiftie Snapshot where we highlight different trends that Taylor uses in her lyrics. We have six potential trends to choose from. We have the weather trend, the colors trend, the calendar trend, the time of day trend, the style trend, and our newest trend, the transport trend. Let's see what trends she uses in this song. We only have one Taylor's trend this song. We have gone from 9 2 weeks ago to one, but that's okay. That's the nature of Taylor's trends. So the one singular trend is the time of day trend. Yes, I remember what you said last night. Total of one time of day trends and a total trends count of one in this song. This week's version of Taylor. Join me every week to discuss breaking Taylor news, whether that's spottings, Easter eggs, social media presence, or general Taylor news. Let's see what she's been up to this week. Taylor news. Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, released the course titled Taylor Swift's Literary Legacy. This starts in the fall term of this year. Wish I could go to that. Sounds amazing. Taylor Nation created a 1989 Taylor's Version board on their Pinterest account. Jimmy Fallon discussed 1989 Taylor's Version release theories on one of his shows this past week. Taylor herself surpassed 210 million followers on Instagram this past week. Then on Friday, May 13th, Taylor Nation posted a 1 hour midday countdown on their Instagram stories. It was a picture of sand with the initials TS written in it. It ended up resulting in a new merch line called Swiftie Summer. Super fun, and definitely got a few items from there. Taylor posted an Instagram story with a video of the new Conversations with Friends series starring her partner Joel Alwyn on Hulu. She captioned it, "Can confirm it's phenomenal," and "out N or now." And finally, Taylor won 4 Billboard Music Awards. She won Top Billboard 200 Artist, Top Country Artist, Top Country Female Artist, and Top Country Album for Red Taylor's Version. That's all for this week's version of Taylor and Tell Me Why Taylor's Version. Next week, we will be covering You're Not Sorry Taylor's Version. Don't forget to follow and subscribe on all the platforms so you don't miss any content or episodes. And on that note, come back, be there.